I think we must try to put on some love into everything, you know, because I feel like if someone wants to become a lawyer or something like that, there's that passion, Yahori. Yeah, man, I want to do this. I want to become a lawyer. I want to help people and whatsoever. And the confidence comes when you have to study, put the efforts in and whatsoever. Until we have numbers of some sort, whether should it be accounting, whether should it be physics, whether should it be mathematics, even if it's economics, but then the moment we come to the calculation part, hey, the world stops for a moment and be like, I, that's not my thing. Like, it hurts so much to a point where a mere person, like, they are so proud of the fact that my grades in mathematics were so low. Whereas, no one is trying to change the system anyway. But then we know that, if we look, there's more people who are anti, than the ones who are pro mathematics, to a point where, like I say, we always brag about how bad did I do at my grades summits. Like, ah, that's not my thing. I was once in a situation where a friend of mine was introducing me to one of the people who needed my help mathematically. She was like, ah, oh, blind, come here, this one, oh, blind. And then I had to make it myself on the spot. So I was like, yeah, man, I am that good. I can even prove to you that 4 is equals to 5. And then we laughed it off, like we just laughed about it, and then we walked away. But then this other time, the very same friend is like marketing me again. Yeah, man, who blinded the man? Who blind? Now, because of the line I used previously, and then he was like, he can prove 4 is equals to 5. But then this time around, he said it to wrong people because they were like, oh, what? 4 equals to 5? And then I was like, yeah, I can prove it. And then they were like, show us. I'm like, hey. And then here's the moment because now we need a client, right? We need a client for our mathematical tutorials. So I'm like, yo, man, at some point I once did linear algebra. And then linear algebra is a tool which you never get the privilege to do if you are in high school. You only get to do linear algebra when you get to like a university level at first year. It's all about matrices. I wish they could introduce linear algebra from like grade 11 in high school, but unfortunately, it's something you get to do in like university level. It's a module of its own. Fun, challenging AF, but then you're going to enjoy yourself like as you go through the thing. So, this is what I said because, as a not that I was a good linear algebra student, I was struggling, man. To get 50% would be a celebration. So, this is what I said. I was like, to prove that 4 is equals to 5 right now, because now I have to convince a client to be like, yo, man, I can teach these things. I'm so good that I can prove that 4 is equals to 5. And then now I had to prove that 4 is equals to 5, right? You know, confidence is very important. To a point where even when you're answering a question paper in your exam and whatsoever, even if you are wrong in that equation, confidence is very good. To a point where I'd rather not leave a space or a blank space on a question paper because now you know, like obviously, give someone hard work. You know, like you don't know how tired the teacher may be, you don't know how tired the lecturer may be. For them to can feel like, okay, sharp, this person was right on the past two questions. And then they confidently sure that, okay, sharp, I'm just gonna put the mark, like whatever. Like confidence is good, guys. So like whether it works or not, as long as you put some confidence into it, and confidence comes after further practice, and then or maybe how confident you are yourself about this very specific topic. So now I'm like, okay, fine. You guys. So I was like, okay, fine. You guys are familiar with Pythagoras' theorem, right? Pythagoras' theorem states that if you have a right angle triangle, a squared plus b squared is equals to c squared. That's what Pythagoras' theorem states. And then everyone's like, yeah, I'm not sure that time if they understand or not. But I'm like, you see, when you have vectors, we always have like, if we have vectors, we always have that resultant vector. You know, if you have vector a and vector b, and vector C, whether it's Pythagoras or not, there's always that case where they'd be like A plus B is equals to C in vectors. Like if you can Google something like that, you're gonna get a picture like this, probably. So I'm like, this, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you agree? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, sharp. Now let's take it to practice then. I'm like, now this is putting me in the right platform to can prove to you that 4 is equals to 5. And then this is the proof, right? So the proof is from the very same vectors, we do agree that A plus B is equals to C. And then everyone was like, B. I'm like, okay, sharp. A plus B is equals to C, right? We do agree. And then they were like, sharp. Mind you, A plus B is equals to C. This is the same as 1A plus 1B is equals to 1C. Remember, we have an invisible one in between here. So this is an invisible one here. There's an invisible one here. There's an invisible one here. So it's A plus B. It's 1A. It's literally 1A plus 1B is equals to 1C. But how many ways can we write 1, 1, 1? Like, if I can say 5A minus 4A, this is going to give me 1, plus 5B minus 5 minus 4A, this also going to give me 1, is equals to 5C minus 4C. No, man. B here, not A. So look at it like this. This part here, it gives me A. Like 5A minus 4A is equals to 1A. 5B minus 4B is equals to 1B. And 5C minus 4C is equals to 1C. So I haven't changed anything. So A plus B is equals to C. This is the same as A plus B is equals to C. Right, already I've cooked. You can see your 4s and your 5s. Now I just need to apply the rules and see if it's going to be logical. Now, removing the brackets here, I'll have 5a minus 4a plus 5b minus 4b. It's equals to 5c minus 4c. Now I want to arrange my 4s with my 4s and my 5s with my 5s. I have 5a here, this one. I'll write it here, is 5a plus 5b plus 5b, and then I have 4, 4. I want to take the 4 to the other side, but then I have 5c, which is a positive this side. If I take it to the other side of the equal sign, it's going to change the sign and become a negative. So I have minus 5c. This is equals to, I have minus 4a here. If I take it to the other side of the equation of the equal sign, it's going to change the sign and becomes a positive and becomes a 4a. Minus 4b, I take it from here to the other side of the equation, it changes the sign and becomes a positive 4b. And then this is minus 4c. And then now, obviously, here I have a common factor 4. Take out the common factor 4, I have a plus b minus c. Here I have a common factor 5. Take out the common factor 5, I have a plus b minus c. And then I divide by A plus B minus C. I divide by A plus B minus C, because what you do on the left-hand side, you also do on the right-hand side. And then we can see this canceling that, and then this canceling that. And I was like, you see, my friend, I told you four. And I was like, you see, I told you, my friend, 5 is equals to 4. Proved. But however, the proof that you see right now, it's enough to take you out from jail if you are a lawyer. But then a good mathematical student would be like, I see what you did. All I'm trying to say is school, regardless of what grade you are, regardless of which module are you facing with at that moment. Confidence counts. Like, even if you are wrong, be wrong or confident, because like all I'm saying is your teacher was at some point a student themselves. So is your parents. So is everybody else. Like, everyone is there, but then to a point where do not leave anything blank. You cannot answer the question paper. Even worse, people would do that on a multiple choice question paper where you'd be like, you don't know. And then all you needed to do is just to circle wrong or right answer. You know, there's a probability that someone can actually pass a multiple choice exam, even if they didn't know what they were doing. So now I feel like if you have a multiple choice exam and decides not to go there, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you can just go there and tick, 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 tick. It's like if you're lucky, you can get all the answers right, even if you didn't put more efforts of studying because it's multiple choice. I mean, and then how do you even decide, like, this one, I'm going to skip it. So whether it's multiple choice or not, well, I understand there are cases where you're not prepared at all. But then I'm talking about the case where you did actually prepare and then you feel like, you have to leave the question out because you're not sure. Give the marker some hard work, man. Let them work for what they are getting paid for. So, like, this probably, like I say, it doesn't make sense to anyone who understands. But then, like, with this one, this is the introduction to linear algebra. We're going to talk about introduction to matrices on the next video. I'm Mr. Maimane. This is Simplified RSA, the guide to makes it looks easy. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like our Facebook page, Instagram, TikTok, and yeah, press the reminder button.